Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky continues his series of European visits. He's now in the UK meeting with Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. The two leaders have been at Sunak's official country residence of Chequers. Britain is expected to confirm supplies of air defence systems and long-range attack drones to Kyiv to defend itself against Russian attacks. Last week, the UK became the first country to supply Ukraine with long-range cruise missiles. We're going to go live now to Nadim Baba in London. This wasn't, as I understand it, publicly revealed that he was going to make this trip to the UK. What's he hoping to achieve, particularly in the light of this offer from the UK?
Well, Rob, this is a visit that comes off the back of President Zelensky visiting Germany and France. And just ahead of his arrival here in the UK, he put out a tweet saying that the UK is a leader when it comes to expanding our capabilities on the ground and in the air. And then just minutes later, an announcement by the UK government that it was going to be providing Ukraine with hundreds more air defence missiles and, interestingly, hundreds of attack drones, which have a range of around 200 kilometres. So something that a lot of analysts are saying could be very important in actually taking out supply routes and stocks. The Ukrainian president was here back in February. He addressed both houses of parliament here. He met with King Charles. And then just last week, the UK said it was going to be the first country to supply Ukraine with long-range cruise missiles, Storm Shadow missiles. And they have the capability of reaching well beyond the front lines. Russia has reacted on Monday to all of this, saying that it has an extremely negative view of the UK's pledges of more military aid, but that the Kremlin doesn't believe that it will actually change the outcome of the conflict. Something else that Russia will take a dim view of is President Zelensky's continued drive to try to speed up his Western allies approving membership of NATO for Ukraine. He wants that to be green-lighted at a summit in July. And we know that that's something that he's been talking to Rishi Sunak, the Prime Minister, about in the last hour or so, around 55 kilometres northwest of here. There have been warm words between the two. Of course, lots was made of President Zelensky's friendship with Prime Minister Boris Johnson. Rishi Sunak very keen for his own position as well to show people that he stands firmly behind Ukraine in the conflict.
Nadim, thank you. Nadim Baba in London.